Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, by European Union law, which the EU dictatorship ignores constantly, they were supposed to release the election results. Polls opened on Thursday and ran through today. Tonight at 2100 Greenwich Mean Time. But as of 5 minutes ago, before I went live, they have headlines saying here are the election results, but they don't show the election results. And that is very, very unusual. They've got some exit polling and things like that. We're going to be watching that all as it unfolds coming up here, because it's another big referendum against globalism. They don't have clean sweeps in Europe with parliamentary systems because they stagger it, kind of like the House of Representatives is staggered, where only part of it is up for election every 2 years. Same thing with the Senate. But in their system, it'll take two or three more elections to ever fully vote the European Union tyrants out. But exit polls and numbers show they are losing big time. The globalists are losing big time. And if Brexit is successful, the EU is done. Theresa May obviously already resigned on Thursday. French far right beats Macron in EU election. That's right. She beat him. That is Marie Le Pen, who's like basically Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Matt Drudge or Tucker Carlson. I mean, she's not extreme right wing. She's just a populist. Their dad's a famous war hero. She's already beaten his party in the election. But just like Merkel lost last year, she's still in office. It'll take another election or maybe more to unseat them. But that is a huge victory. Nationalists expected to make gains across EU and European elections, with mainstream parties hoping to cling to power. Because if they have 100% in a parliamentary election, that would probably unseat them. But if it's only 65% win, 65% of the seats they can hold on to power. And that's what it looks like is happening right now. EU elections, Europeans head to the polls in the last day of voting as the UK awaits results. So it was supposedly under EU law supposed to be out at 2100 Greenwich Mean Time. That was a couple hours ago. It is not out. It is not out, ladies and gentlemen. Again, time was discovered and basically documented with the first clocks in England. It's a famous contest. That's why we have Greenwich Mean Time. And the world is pegged to that time. But we will, again, continue to track it as it all unfolds and becomes final. Okay, we should know all the details by the end of the broadcast. We are live. It is Sunday, May 26, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. I am the demonized, lied about, dreaded monster. Worse than Frankenstein, stumbling around through the village. But the truth is, the village loves me. It's the folks in the castle that do not like me. And we have one hell of a broadcast lined up for you today from the man who must not be named. And it's not Fantasyland, Harry Potter with Voldemort. It's yours truly, Alexander Emmerich Jones. Now, I say this at the start of every show now, because I just, the momentousness, the epicness, the incredible historical nature of where we're at, I just like this. Each show gets more insane. And I feel daunted. I am not dauntless. I feel very daunted trying to properly go over all this and trying to look at this and say, what is the top story? Here's your top story. I was in D.C. a month ago, as everybody knows, and I broke some major news here. And it isn't news that hadn't already been telegraphed by the president and others, but I confirmed it. And now it's in the news the last 4 days, and the establishment is crapping a brick factory, an entire brick building, not a brick. Trump has them on treason. The Justice Department's actually looking at treason charges. And by the way, Dick Cheney's wife even came out and said that on national news this morning. And why is that so big? Lynn Cheney is the Republican establishment. And that shows they look at which way the wind's blowing, and they've already chosen a side. This is huge news. It's coming up in 1 minute.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, May 26, 2019. And I can announce here exclusively to you on this Sunday evening that President Trump and large sections of the judiciary, the legislative, the executive, agencies of the executive, the CIA, the FBI, are choosing sides right now, and rats are leaving the sinking ship of the globalist-controlled deep state. Now, I was in D.C., as everyone knows, a month ago, and you notice, a week after I got back, Facebook announced that my name is banned, my image is banned, and any positive mention of me will get you banned beyond 1984. Why do you think that was? Well, I've tracked it. They never banned me for the reasons that they say. Every time I talk about Trump moving against the deep state and how there are large sections of the government that are still loyal to the Republic and how Trump needs to take action, how that's his only course, the deep state, the national security system that is controlled by the deep state to a great extent, that's been trying to block Trump's reforms, they've listened to my phone calls with Trump. And they've also listened to the phone calls of other people with Trump. And that's why they're particularly pissed, because Trump goes and researches what I say and acts on it. And they've admitted that. This isn't about tooting my horn, but it's why you have to realize that they went so far as to say, you're not just banned on Facebook, your name is banned, buddy. That is beyond fantasy land. This is not a Harry Potter book. It's not a Harry Potter movie. I'm not Voldemort, folks. And they are in Atlantic Monthly and the Washington Post and New York Times just last week calling me an apex predator, saying I've got to be basically arrested now. Now, I didn't launch any wars and kill any people. I don't have a criminal record. But why am I the one who must not be named? Because I actually do my homework. Now, but I've spent 3 minutes breaking that down. Remember, I got back from D.C. And anyone that knows this information does not say this on air, because they will be audited, they will be harassed, they will be threatened, they might be physically attacked. Antifa will come to their house. So when I went to D.C., I met with three people in media, in U.S. intelligence, and in government who had all met with the president 2 days before I got there. And these are guys in suits in high-rise buildings in D.C., some of which are household names, with sweat in air-conditioned rooms, and I know why, I was sweating too, running down their heads. And they said, no, he's making the move. We were just in the meeting with him 2 days ago. You're right, it's going down. And they've got total proof. They're working with other governments, other agencies, other corporations. It's much worse than you know. They actually even had a plan to assassinate the president. So now it's gone into Red Sirenville, okay? This is not a drill. This is not a game. And they said, Trump is going to move. He's going to declassify everything within a month. And all hell's going to break loose. So you better dig in and get your audience ready. And boy, weren't you right about all this, Alex. Pat me on the back. You know, we thought POTUS was a little crazy 2 years ago when he was listening to you. These are the conversations. The reason I get into those conversations is this is real world. This is history happening. Trump has come out. In fact, I forgot to send you guys that clip. He did it before he jumped on the helicopter to go to Air Force One on Friday to go to Japan. And he came out and he said what he's been saying. There's been an attempted coup. It's got to be dealt with, but that it's basically treason. And we've got to bring the people to justice that did it. Trump then signed an executive memorandum ordering all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies to prepare for him in the next 7 days, and of course they're going to try to block it, but he's given the order, all declassification of all the Russia investigation, everything. Now, that is pulling the trigger on the shot heard around the world. But remember, there's still deep state in place. They brag in the news that, oh, he'll sign an order, but we'll just put it in the bottom of the paper, and he gets so busy, he doesn't find out for a month we didn't do it. Brennan. A few months ago, Trump said, I'm removing your security clearance. You're leaking all this disinfo to the press. It's illegal. I said, watch, the bureaucracy won't actually remove his security clearance. It's in the Associated Press today. They did not remove it. He's the president. That is his prerogative, his jurisdiction, his sandbox. Didn't happen. And the media is like, oh, well, it was the bureaucracy, just kind of ignored the president. Exactly. They're ignoring him on almost everything. It's treason. It's mutiny. It's criminal. It's out of control. The same group that tried to remove him is trying to block his agenda to turn the economy and the country back on and is bum-rushing our borders to collapse it. Remember what he just said 8 days ago? My campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. A really bad situation. Treason means long jail sentences. And this was treason. What did I tell you a month ago when I was in D.C.? Treason is the charge they're looking at. It's what they're going with. It's what it is. And Trump says, why water this down? Go all the way. Well, now Liz Cheney went on national television this weekend. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's from TheHill.com. Statements by agents investigating Trump could well be treason. Now, again, the president wouldn't be bringing this out. And if you listen to Cheney, she is the establishment. They realize this is out of control. They realize the sellout to China is worse than they thought. They realize the populace won't put up with this and Trump's winning. So even the neocons now are joining with Trump. This is the rats leaving the sinking ship. This is the collapse of the power structure. This is the return of America, but it isn't done yet. We are entering the prime zone. History's books are being closed on the globalist, and they will pay for what they've done, but their power is being cut off completely right now. They're a shadow of their former selves, but they're still deadly dangerous. And the new chapter of our future destiny is being written, and the world knows it. This is an incredible time, but Trump's taken the gloves off. He's not taking them off. He took them off a month ago. He got all his people in there and he said, we're going to war. These people are coming after everybody. They're a bunch of liars. And the Dems are collapsing. They're stuttering. They can't even talk. The media tries to claim it's doctored. It's not, with Nadler falling down, you know, having a seizure or whatever. And it's just all emblematic of how they're circling the toilet bowl. We come back. Liz Cheney, statements by agents investigating Trump could well be treason. And who directed them? And how does it go? Expect to see Page and Strzok and Orr and McCabe and others indicted within 30 days. That's the current information. So now the Russia collusion is a proven lie. When do the trials for treason begin? Trump asked many, 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 many months ago. And now here we are. So they wanted to silence us. They wanted to take us off air. Because of you supporting us and praying for us and supporting our local stations, we're still here in the fight while Salon goes bankrupt, while CNN goes bankrupt, while they lay thousands off, while Vice has been given $5 billion, they're going bankrupt, all of it. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't prop the big, fat, ugly New World Order up again. But this little operation, thanks to your support, is still here and still fighting. We'll be back with the big news. Get ready for the treason arrest.
from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Now you're standing
there. So a bunch of arrogant special interest in the last 40 years or so took over U.S. intelligence, took over the bureaucracy, worked with Hollywood and the media to set themselves up as kings, ran a demoralization, demonize America propaganda campaign to turn Americans against each other so we'd fight over every facet of our differences while they ruled over us and while they sold us out to the authoritarian EU, the Chi-Coms, and others. And now, right on time, Donald Trump and the InfoWar and this great audience of activists arrive. And all over the world, in every major election, they are failing and they are panicking. But they're going to strike back with election fraud. I should say they're losing in Europe right now. They're losing in South America. They're losing in Africa. They're losing in Asia. But, you know, they won the last midterms because of massive, sustained election fraud. EU voters elect new parliament as nationalism mounts. Developing is the DrudgeReport.com headline. Again, they're about 2.5 hours backlogged under EU law under when they're supposed to release the results. And even though the European Union parliament is ceremonial because the EU bureaucracy is a dictatorship that tricks you into joining via trade deals, it's still a referendum on them and has the EU set to collapse. We're going to be breaking it all down as it unfolds tonight. But let's get back to what I was just mentioning. This article is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's from TheHill.com. Liz Cheney, statements by agents investigating Trump could well be treason. And once you're charged for that, trying to overthrow an elected government, working with foreign powers as they got caught doing, well, it leads to who gave the orders. We already know who gave the orders. Brennan and Clapper got smoked out a month ago. Remember? They went on CNN, where traitors go to die politically. The old boneyard there for dead donkey globalists. And they said, we were ordered by Obama and Samantha Power to spy on Trump as a candidate. Bingo, gotcha, already knew it. Already knew it. Gotcha. 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 Gotcha, Obama. Gotcha, Hillary. And now we just got to have the will to go ahead and go into that corner of the room with that cornered rat and scoop it up and take it outside to the animal control vehicle and take it away. But if we don't, it's going to sit there in its pile of feces where it lives, Hillary and Brennan, and make a bunch of filthy little gremlin babies after midnight. We'll be dealing with forever. All the Antifa, all the brainwashing at the universities, all the AOC saying cauliflower's racist. I'm going to get to that. I mean, there's no end to how they project division onto everything. But here's Liz Cheney, congresswoman from Wyoming, Dick Cheney's wife, which signifies the median point between mainline conservatives and nationalists and the establishment. That's where Cheney swims around. And to have her come out and say this is the Bushes. This is the establishment throwing in the towel and saying, this has gone too far. It's out of control. We'll lose a civil war. We better throw in with Trump. The establishment went too far. Globalism is dying. It's being repudiated. Why would our own elite sell the country out when it's dominant and has superior systems to the Chi-Coms? Even if you were a sociopath, why would you feed America feet first into a wood chipper? Because if you have little ding-dong syndrome like Nadler, who's like having seizures at tables, and Pelosi, they've been born and bred to hate this country. It doesn't make any sense from even a cold-blooded standpoint what they're doing. And that's why they're done. People can ignore bleeding-heart Americans like me and my ancestors and your ancestors that built the country. But they can't ignore the reality of signing ourselves over to the Chi-Coms, who want to literally piss in our face as some exercise of their coming of age and their hegemonic right to rule. Give me a break. Learn to wipe your ass first. Learn how to get running water unless we teach you. Let's go ahead and go to Congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney.
Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of this nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. We need to know what was Jim Comey's role in all of this. These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that? And that is what the attorney general is going to be focused on.
So the average listener, maybe we should roll a little bit of video for TV viewers of Anderson Cooper acting like a demon last week. The average viewer is like, we've been hearing this for 2.5 years on your show. What's the big news? Liz Cheney just went on national Sunday morning television to say, we're looking at treason charges. It's on. It's happening. It's a done deal. Democrats didn't back off. Trump said, I've done nothing wrong. You've been proven wrong. You've been caught in all these crimes. Just let us industrialize the country. Let us rebuild the defenses. Let us control the border. And their answer is, no, we're going to overrun you. We're going to collapse you. We're going to say you're a Nazi, and we're going to harass every business you've got and all your family because we're full of diseased bravado. Now, I'm going to go to break here, and I just want to remind the listeners that this is an incredibly epic time to be alive, and it's because you have steadfastly supported InfoWars. And I'll just say it. It's been the crew. It's been people like Matt Drudge linking to our articles here and there. And other big syndicated shows that have had me on, like George Norrie, and just the listeners supporting us and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. You did this, and we are not completely winning, but we're starting to win. It's like a 12-round boxing match. We're in round 8, and the judges called the bout now. We're barely winning. I mean, we're winning right now. We haven't won, but so don't get cigars out, folks. Like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start doing you-know-what yet, but the globalists are playing with fire, like Mick Jagger'd say. And there's real men and women in this world of every race, color, and creed that have red blood and love God. And when we wake up, the system gets scared. Well, guess what? The system, the status quo, is trying to make average people poor and dumb so a bunch of globalists could control society. That's not happening. So a lot of good things are unfolding right now. We have a Memorial Day special. It's one of our biggest specials ever. Running right now on best-selling products that have been sold out are amazing high-end protein bars, vanilla coconut and peanut butter chocolate protein bars that are the high-end. You'd buy these at Whole Foods or wherever for $6, $7 a piece. Regularly, they're about $3.50 a piece when you buy a box of 12. They are below that right now at 40% off. They've been sold out for a while. Our amazing InfoWars highest-end, delicious, super healthy protein bars are back in. Turbo Force, which is beyond pre-workout or post-workout, long-term energy, 10-hour energy is what it really is, the most powerful nootropic out there. Turbo Force back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, but the sale's only running for a few days. Check out all the other sales, but without you funding us or listener support, we won't be here. So thank you for the support, and thank you for making our operation a winning team for humanity. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live on our own system, our own satellites, our own internet, our own radio, our own TV, our own audio and video streams at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We've had our own streams of video for 10 years, had our own longer than that, streams of audio for over 20 because I've always been getting censored and curtailed and blocked. Now they say, don't say his name unless it's negative. The AI is watching you. It'll penalize you. Wow, better roll over to that. Better give in to that. That'll build a good future for our children. Because every time you roll over to tyranny, it makes you safer. No, ladies and gentlemen, it makes you a slave. Where are our instincts? Okay, I am overflowing with news here. But quite frankly, the news that Trump is saying is treason in two press conferences he did before he went to Japan. We have those clips. We may play some later, but it's on record. The fact that Liz Cheney's on national TV saying it, Congresswoman from Wyoming, very establishment. The fact that all this is going on is just huge. And they're normally, well, by law, release the total EU election results by 2100 Greenwich Mean Time. I just talked to Paul Watson during the break. It's almost midnight over there. It's 11:30 at night. He said, no, the results aren't out, but they're saying exit polls show exactly what DrudgeReport.com's saying. Massive win for nationalist, populist, Brexiters. Macron has been devastated by Le Pen. It's looking much worse than what polls even showed. Well, no kidding. Polls showed Trump losing by 15 points. He beat Hillary. So it is one incredible time to be alive right now. Now, let me shift gears to something. The Democrats put out tons of memes, tons of comedy videos. They put out all sorts of distorted stuff on Trump. They put all sorts of videos of, you know, where I have a triple chin and all this stuff. They're famous for that. And remember when Trump 2 years ago was first in Japan, they go feed koi and the Japanese leader dumps a little bit and then dumps it all and Trump copies it. CNN blew it up to cut it out of context and said that Trump was engaged in a faux pas, that Trump put his foot in his mouth, that he killed diplomatic etiquette and discourse. None of it was true. So Trump's chief legal advisor, Rudolph Giuliani, tweets a video that has Pelosi slowed down a little bit. And they go, oh, my gosh, you put out doctored video. My gosh, you're a fraud. We need to censor Trump. Trump needs to be taken off Facebook. That's in the news. They're saying, take Trump off Facebook. He put out a doctored video. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even play the videos every day or two. 4 or 5 times a week, it's on my list of videos that the crew gives me. In fact, Document Cam shot this, please. I mean, sometimes I have like 50 videos. Today it's only like 20-something. And it's Pelosi stuttering and not able to talk. We don't ever even cover this. But just like when Hillary Clinton collapsed that time, they didn't show her collapse. They showed the stumble and said, I made it up. No, she fully collapsed. So here's real undoctored video of Pelosi. See proof Pelosi has trouble talking. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And share this video. Here it is.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's daughter's come out, and she says that it's despicable that the Republicans and Giuliani tweeted out a video that was, quote, doctored of her mother slurring her words. And you know what? It has been doctored. It's been slowed down some. Remember Jim Acosta, months ago, said that we'd doctored a video when he grabbed the microphone and pushed the lady away at the White House, but all we did was zoom in. That's not doctored. The president came out and agreed with us that it wasn't doctored. But yes, it is doctored to slow it down. In fact, I don't know why people even did that, because almost every time she talks, she slurs every other sentence. So I'm going to play you an undoctored compilation of her at regular speed. But folks, we saw Hillary Clinton fall down a month before the election, and the media wouldn't even show the part where she fell down. They claim we made that up. They would just show her stumble. We saw Nadler basically having some type of petty mall seizure in New York a few days ago. The Democrats are a bunch of old globalists that are hanging on to power with a bunch of race baiting, and they're preparing the new crop of mentally ill AOCs to come in claiming cauliflower's racist, even though it's the Arabs that first discovered it and named it. Just total insanity, ladies and gentlemen, as if whites discovered cauliflower, then it must be bad. Hey, AOC, cauliflower grows in New York. Yucca doesn't. But imagine that level of mental illness where you think that all the plants that are in Latin America are yours and no one else's, and if they aren't Latin American plants being grown in New York, it's racist. Lady, that's crazy. That's insane. You grow what grows in your area. I'm digressing here, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the compilation. This is only a small part of it. Take hours to play it all. Of her acting like she's having a mental meltdown. It's absolutely incredible that this is the main opposition against America's recovery. This is who the globalists have as their front person. And they want us to believe that it's not reasonable to talk about how she's acting and what she's saying. Then we'll show you a couple of videos of just the last week of Joe Biden, who's either drunk a bottle of bourbon or he's got serious brain problems. And the guy has had major brain surgeries that they admit he's had part of his brain removed. It's reasonable to ask about people's health. It's reasonable to point this out. Democrats always do it to Republicans, but they want to tell you that you can't do it. Well, guess what? We're going to continue on doing it here at InfoWars.com.
Republicans wrote a bill that abandons farmers, farming families. It weakens the farmers' safety net. President Trump's months delayed. We're fighting to expand the possibility.
There are two challenges, actually three, that I want to just close with, and that are the here they are. You know it. Infrastructure, innovation, inclusion.
I haven't spoken to him since he called the other day, which was a very amicable conversation. Amiable, I guess you would say, not amicable. And next week, as you are aware, we have canceled our district work period next week. Once again, we call upon the president to open up government, to reopen government. As I said, we canceled our district work period. This is directly related to our security. Another temper tantrum again. But I intend not to, the three things. Green New Deal. Particularly concerned about the United Mine Workers of America. And that's why I said to the president, if you don't open up government, if that doesn't happen, let's discuss a mutually agreeable date. January 20, I just want to make it clear, there is no reason for this to happen. Positions not filled. The list goes on about the New Yorkers have said to me, those who've had business dealings with him, he operates this way. First, he tries to charm you. President Bush tries to charm you. We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest. And a lot of those people voted for what's his name? That's an applause line. I'll let you know.
And HW took incredible in big hospitals. I think we have to rethink constitutional. Why they do that?
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? We got more clips coming up, and I've had a lot of the top stories. But AOC says cauliflower is racist. Folks, wait till you see this. These people mean business.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I've covered maybe 10% of the news that I prepared for all weekend. I also shot 7 reports yesterday. We've only aired one of them here. And these are important weapons in the fight for liberty. These are very informative pieces that are up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to air one of these in the last segment of the next hour. CNN caught framing a poor innocent woman for racism. This is beyond Jussie Smollett, beyond the Covington kids, and CNN now has had to retract because they're worried about being sued. This is a very, very important video on NewsWars.com. So whatever you do tonight, share it on your email, share it on your text message. That gets around the censors. Share it on Facebook, share it on however. The point is that whatever they don't want you to share is what you should be sharing. And next hour we'll have more of the EU election results coming in. It looks devastating for the globalists. But again, they're not two-party, where winner takes all. It's staggered over three elections over 6 years. And so even if Patriots win most of the seats, it's still only a third of the seats. But it's definitely signals curtains for the globalists, because Merkel's lost three rounds in Germany. She's about to leave office. Macron's lost the last two rounds. Spain's lost two rounds. Italy lost three rounds. Now has a nationalist in place. Greece has lost three rounds. The globalists are losers. Hey, we're going to be globalist bankers and not pay any taxes, but make you pay them all and bring in third world populations and teach them how much you suck as our political army against you. Yeah, that's not going to work. Oh, and by the way, the EU was Hitler's plan. Not going to work. And Paul Watson will be on with me and Owen Schroyer tomorrow at the very start of the show, 11 a.m. Central, right after David Knight does the first 3 hours of the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays. And we have HUMAT. We have human intelligence. We have you. I have myself. I have this crew. You are the power. You are the resistance. So when you spread the word, nothing can stop you. And yes, we were fighting an uphill battle forever. Then they censored us. They attacked us. They lied about us. They demonized us. And then when they demonetized me on YouTube and took $6 million of our funding away. Sounds like a lot of money. It's not when you got 100 employees and bandwidth and crews. And then they took our sponsors away. And just our listeners just kept stepping up. We got more focused. We stepped up. We're kind of like Spartans now. We're down to bare bones. But they just keep thinking, hey, we're suing you. Hey, we're trying to take your kids away. Hey, we're trying to put you in prison. Hey, we're lying about you. Hey, we're trying to destroy you. Give up. No, I'm not giving up because you're bad. You're attacking me. You think I'm one of your little cowardly minions where you attack me and then I roll over? No, it's the other way around. I fight harder. Not because I'm a hero, but because I love justice and I'm not a slave. So, let me get into this piece. I shot a special report on this yesterday when Fox had guests, CNN had guests, without me even trying to find it. I saw it on the news. Major publications came out and said the right wing has attacked AOC, our Lord and Savior. She's right. Cauliflower is racist. Yeah, the video's up there. I shot a special report last night. Leftists defend AOC's cauliflower is racist statement. And, you know, I saw her do that, and you think it's idiotic, but it's not idiotic. When you go to a modern Western college now, everything's microaggressions. Everything is see the world through what color you are and see the world. Why do you think there's this big operation to discredit Martin Luther King right now you see everywhere? With all these fake FBI files, the rest of it. Because, folks, they don't want to have a black guy that's well-spoken saying, judge people by what they do and what they stand for, not what color they are. The left and the globalists want you to be in victim mentality and all about what color you are so they can control you. So AOC goes to New York Community Gardens. And I saw this Thursday. We covered it briefly. And I went and looked up the New York Community Gardens because back in the day, I had a community garden that I would go with my kids who are older now. And we had a community garden at camp, by Camp Mabry, at Mayfield Park. There was a community garden there. I think it's still there. Many years ago, we went and planted things that, hey, what grows there well? We had a little plot like 10 feet across, maybe 5 feet wide, little plot under smoke trees. And we planted things that would grow there in partial sun. We didn't think, are we white? Are we black? Are we Hispanic? We thought, what grows here nice with the peacocks and the river right next to it? It's all beautiful, and there's a big art house and all this stuff. But, yeah, you know, big tough guys wouldn't tell you that, but I'm the type of guy that had a little community garden with my kids. Yeah, you want to go plant stuff with your kids. I had a garden at the house, too. But we had a little community garden. And I have some good photos and sweet memories. For 3 or 4 years, we had a community garden. I think it was my mom's idea. In fact, it was her idea. When you start covering one subject, you kind of access your memory. Remember, oh, I had a community garden. But the thing about a community garden is you plant whatever you want. whatever will grow. You sign up. It's your plot. You say you're going to sponsor it like a piece of highway. You're going to pick the trash up, and it's yours. But AOC shows up, and she walks around and puts in this fake Latin accent that she doesn't usually speak in, and goes, "We are under attack. Why you wonder why we not come to garden? It is because there is cauliflower. And it makes it hard for us, the colonial cauliflower of the races. But we will plant yucca." Talk about a weird stereotype of Latin Americans. And so I went, wait a minute, cauliflower was first in Africa, got named by Arabs. It's named after Cyprus, Mediterranean. Who cares if it came from Western Europe? It doesn't. She goes, she's a white plant, and goes, "We have white people. They plant white plant." Meanwhile, those community gardens are totally every race you can imagine. But who would project that but meth head crazy eyes? But this is the religion. This is the globalist. This is their plan. And then her defenders say, "It is true. The cauliflower, like milk, like, okay, sign is bad." And she even puts on this fake accent she doesn't even have. People are watching this believing, though, cauliflower is coming to get them. Here it is.
People say, like, why do you need to do that? That's too hard. But when you really think about it, when someone says that it's too hard to do a green space that grows yucca instead of
yucca,
I don't know, cauliflower or something. what you're doing is that you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism, and that is why a lot of communities of color get resistant to certain environmentalist movements, because they come with a colonial lens on them. And it should be no surprise that that sometimes a lot of these projects don't work out occasionally, because our communities are naturally in tune to live in an environmentally conscious way. You know, a lot of us are one or two generations.
So white people are bad for the environment, but our yucca, which doesn't even grow in New York, and then some plant from Africa in the Middle East, you say it's white people because it's white. I mean, ding dong, you're crazy, bong, 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 insane asylum. And then they had Kathy RU on Tucker Carlson hysterically going, "Oh, I agree. The cauliflower is scary. It's white." Folks, this is bonker land. It's like we have black floors in the studio because that's what the designers recommended looking for TV. A left would say, Jones has black floors so he can walk on black people. See how that schizophrenia works? No one would ever think that unless it's like, cauliflower is white. I must fight the white devil. Oh, my Lord, they're here colonizing me. And then here's her defender on Tucker Carlson.
Well, it's part of monocropping. So our colonial ancestors grew cauliflower. So they're cropping the same old vegetables, not good for the environment because it's the same nutrients in the ground. And it actually hurts the environment to have the same old. So the corn, the cauliflower, it's colonialism. So she's talking about diversifying our vegetables as we should diversify our culture.
We'll be back, hour two. I just... You're listening to a Frontline Report. Sunday, May 26, 2019.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the good news. We've got the bad news on EU elections and who's winning, who's losing. We'll cover it in T-minus 6 minutes. But right now, the full Tucker Carlson interview from Friday's up. We have the full AOC 30-minute in the gardens of New York. You can go to New York and plant whatever you want at a community garden. I looked it up. So the idea that white people are planting cauliflower because it's a white plant when it's not, imagine that mental illness, territorializing cauliflower. Or if you like Mexican food, you're culturally appropriating. That's what culture does. You appropriate what's good. As I've said, cowboy hats, chaps, all that was taken from the vaqueros of Mexico because it was smart to wear chaps in thorny bushes when you're on a course. And cowboy hats and sombreros work really good. Yeah, we appropriate stuff. Everybody appropriates what works. Look at all the Western stuff that's been appropriated, but that's the mental illness where no teaching's taught at college. All they teach, ladies and gentlemen, is that white people are killing the environment and that white people are bad. And by the way, I'm not lionizing brown people. 99% of the time, they're not the one pushing it. It's weird white leftists that want to radicalize minorities over to their control. But AOC, who looks like a wild meth head, says the earth's ending in 12 years. She then has Kathy RU in the full show talking about not only is cauliflower colonial, so is corn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, corn, according to archaeologists and anthropologists, shows up about 10,000 years ago being cultivated by the Mayans in southern Mexico and what is Guatemala today. But corn is from the Americas. So now, though, you see, in the leftist brain, she thinks that white people are eating corn. Now, any Mexican would laugh at AOC. That's just some New York creature that, oh, hello, I talk like this. Oh, corn bad, corn. And the cauliflower is white. But this is the mental illness. Now the leftists in defending her are attacking corn as a white vegetable. Who cares who first started growing it or cultivating it? I mean, again, I like sake. Japanese invented it. I like scotch. The Scots invented it. I'll watch a football game. America invented it. I'll watch soccer. Whoever, who cares? It's mental illness. When you look at anything, see it through the lens of race. So now, in defense of AOC, not only is cauliflower racist, that's kind of hiling Hitler behind the scenes, corn's yellow. That's almost white. Here it is.
Well, it's part of monocropping. So our colonial ancestors grew cauliflower. So they're cropping the same old vegetables, not good for the environment because it's the same nutrients in the ground. And it actually hurts the environment to have the same old. So the corn, the cauliflower, it's colonialism. So she's talking about diversifying our vegetables as we should diversify our culture. So yuca instead of cauliflower is the way to go if you don't want to be.
So folks, let's stop there. You see how the spin works. The earth dying in 12 years, do whatever AOC and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds say. And only use words we say or you're racist. It covers it all. And so they can just spin it. Okay, cauliflower is from the Middle East and Africa and named after Cyprus, the Mediterranean. Well, just jump to corn and say it's racist. Let's just move on from that. This is cuckoo land, folks. Cuckoo land. But they're not stopping. They're doubling down. It wasn't just her on his show. Headlines everywhere. Republicans defend racist cauliflower. God almighty. If this isn't psychological warfare, what isn't?
Live and uncensored. Unfiltered.
Live from the Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got major EU election results that are just starting to come out next segment. But first, Dems panic as Barr kicks Spygate into overdrive. And now you've got Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, Dick Cheney's wife, who represents the establishment, realizing that they're not going to win this against Trump. saying it's treason what the Democrats and others did against the president. Folks, any way you cut this cake, any way you slice this pizza, any way you read the tea leaves, any way you look out the window in the morning and think it's snowing or it's raining or it's sunshining, the globalists are screwing the pooch, effing the football, engaged in a cluster, you know what. And that just, I got a big repertoire of semantic lexicon that's about as big as they come. But sometimes good old-fashioned Saxon is the way to describe it. Sometimes the Saxon just rolls off the tongue. And even if I can't say the Saxon on FCC-controlled radio and TV, I can remind you of the beautiful Saxon language that the Normans told us we couldn't use. And that's what it all comes down to, folks, is remembering where you come from. Wherever you come from, it's beautiful, it's amazing. Don't give in to the globalists. So, I want to air this special report. Dems panic as Barr kicks Spygate into overdrive. And then this little Alex Jones is the Trump presidency CNN panic as their massive layoffs take place. And then I'm going to get into the good news and the really bad news of the European parliamentary elections. The results are just now coming in. Got a new group of fighters coming your way. Here it is.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
In what has become an unprecedented partisan abuse of legislative power, the Democrats have made a series of moves intended on undermining the executive office at the expense of the levers of our constitutional republic.
We are some 34 days since the Mueller report was made public. This is the number of days that the Trump administration has been above the law.
The impeachment process is going to be inevitable. It's just a question of when, not if.
My position on impeachment is what it has always been, and that is the president of the United States of America needs to be impeached.
In the epicenter of the madness, Washington, D.C. impeachment zealots are scurrying around the hallowed halls of Congress in a desperate bid to distract the public from the growing panic regarding the Spygate investigation into the Obama administration that could pull the rug out from under the Democrats' chances in the upcoming election.
You look at the origin of the investigation, where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
Just to ask you about DOJ investigating the origins of the Russia probe, do you think they'll find anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration?
I have no idea what DOJ is doing. Thanks.
Do you have any comment on them exploring the origins of the Russia probe, investigating the investigators? Do you think it's a worthy cause to do that?
I'm not commenting. Thank you.
Let's remember who Mr. Barr is. Let's examine his conduct. And let's treat his statements in this new investigation for what they really are. Treat them like Trump reelection campaign press releases, because that's what this is about.
But what do you do about it?
This is about distracting from... Well, we need the media to be sure that they point this out, that this is an attorney general who is clearly acting like President Trump's own Roy Cohen, who thinks he's there to defend the president.
Associated Press reports President Donald Trump granted Attorney General William Barr new powers to review and potentially release classified information related to the origins of the Russia investigation. Trump explicitly delegated Barr with declassification power, noting it would not automatically extend to another attorney general and only for use in the review of the Russia investigation. Before using the new authority, Barr should consult with intelligence officials to the extent he deems it practicable.
The concern from Democrats seems to be that Barr can't be trusted and there might be selective release of information. Does that pretty much sum up the worry about him?
Yeah, that's a fair concern. I mean, when you have someone else who's outside their organization now able to say, for whatever reason, I'm going to now it's declassified, but also potentially make it public. That's very scary to other intelligence agencies.
Outside of Washington, D.C., congressional state Democrats are wreaking havoc on the future of the presidential election, whether their constituents want it or not. 18 states are considering bills that would require presidential candidates to disclose their taxes in order to be on the 2020 election ballot. Out of those 18 states, only Vermont would require candidates for governor and other statewide offices to disclose at least part of their tax returns. The Democrats creating legislation that only applies to others, not to their own corrupt tax returns. Meanwhile, as the Washington Times reports, the Nevada Senate approved a national popular vote bill. The bill intends on undermining the Electoral College and now goes to Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak's desk. Assembly Bill 186 would bring Nevada into the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Nevada would become the 16th jurisdiction to join the compact, along with 14 states and the District of Columbia. The 2020 presidential election is shaping up to be a complete mess. John Bound reporting.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Oh,
is InfoWars.
Brian Stelter is so sad to have to say that Trump's the InfoWars president. You know, I loved all the disinfo over the last few years. Oh, Trump doesn't like Alex Jones. Trump's with QAnon. Oh, Alex is getting arrested. Oh, blah, blah. And then, of course, Trump tweets a bunch of our stuff. And it's all bull. I'm not saying all the QAnon folks are bad either. It's just a bunch of cutouts. You don't know who they are, but on there 25 years. It's just crazy. But regardless, we've got the EU election results, a lot of them coming in, some good, some bad. Overall, though, very exciting. We'll hit those quickly. And then we will hit so many other points straight ahead. NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I've got some very disturbing news for you. You don't think the globalists are going to sit on their hands and watch every establishment globalist lose, from Brazil to Iceland to Spain to Italy to the UK. They were going to strike back by banning and censoring anybody that told the truth about nationalism and free market and capitalism, and anybody that opposed the Islamic invasion. They were also going to engage in election fraud. The EU took over the UK without a vote more than 30 years ago. But the public 3 years ago voted to leave. 3 years later, they didn't leave. The prime minister had to resign because she tried to sell the people out with an EU plan that was even more draconian than what they've been under before. An unelected system with 93% of their laws made by the unelected EU bureaucracy. And so now, normally they give you election results by Friday. They had UK elections on Thursday. Parts of Europe have their parliamentary elections Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But by law, by 21 hours Greenwich Mean Time, that's like 4 hours ago, they were supposed to release the election results, but they didn't. And now they're reporting, I've got all the articles right here, just printed off minutes ago, 40% of the UK is reporting, all of Europe's reporting, but the UK that voted first, they still are not reporting. Isn't that just sweet? All the crimes the EU commits, all the things they engage in, you don't think they'll engage in fraud now? Now, the landslide's been so big for Le Pen, the nationalist, that Macron has lost. Doesn't mean he'll leave office, but his party lost this round. And parliaments go generally in thirds, not in 50-50s. It'll take another election to unseat him. Hell, Merkel's lost three in a row. She's still in there. Le Pen beats Macron in France as nationalists gain in EU vote. Reuters. Oh, they're gaining. The right and the Greens gain ground in European elections. AP. Green wave in EU. Vote amid climate crisis. Yes, got to pay the Rothschilds those taxes. 40% counted so far. 33.8% hard Brexiters. Conservative leader 23.8. Remains 40.8. But they're already announcing that Tommy Robinson's lost. They're saying Nigel Farage is projected to win by a landslide. The leader of the new Brexit party, only 6 weeks old, talked about it a year ago, but really launched it 6 weeks ago. Put a ring on it 6 weeks ago. He's set to get the most seats of any party in Europe. Tommy Robinson blacked out everywhere, demonized, attacked, thousands of Muslims showing up trying to physically attack him. Media would say, Tommy did it. We showed you the raw footage here. Well, here's his statement from Cassandra Fairbanks just a little while ago. Says social media deplatforming interfered with his ability to campaign. I don't want to say it's a concession, but here it is.
The whole way people use, the Trump won his campaign on social media. Brexit was won on social media. I'm banned from all social media. So my ability to fight a fair campaign is gone, orchestrated and organised by the government. So do I think I stand a chance? I think it's near on impossible to fight. How can you fight a whole establishment that are funding, the union funded 100 billboards of lies against me? I can't even counteract them.
So again, the UK had its polls on Thursday. We were supposed to normally learn the next day. But they said, oh, you'll learn on Sunday. They've still not released poll results, but I guess they've told Tommy he lost, which is some of the tricks I've noticed they play. Because, by the way, I don't like Al Gore. I hate Al Gore. Also don't like, I hate George W. Bush. But remember, they had Gore go ahead and concede till he figured out what was happening. United Kingdom, not available. Sweden, Spain, Slovenia, Slovakia, Romania, Portugal, Poland, the Netherlands, Malta, Luxembourg, Lithuania, Latvia, Italy, Ireland, Hungary, Greece, Germany, France, Finland, Estonia, Denmark, Czech, Cyprus, Croatia, Bulgaria, Belgium, Austria. All open days later, all giving full results. Ireland giving full results, but not England, because a lot of special things are happening right now to make sure those reports never come out. Tommy Robinson is a rock star in England. My parents are Anglophiles, if they're anything. They go to England at least once a year. They like the Netherlands, too. But they go to the Netherlands and England every year. Yeah, 40 years ago, my mom had teacups of the Queen. She doesn't like her now. The point is that they like England. Yeah, it's where we're from. And they're in taxi cabs. They're everywhere. And it's just like, we love Trump. We love America. We love Alex Jones. Do you know him? You're from Austin. I'm not bragging. Oh, look, I'm a big guy. My parents are mobbed by Trump and Alex Jones supporters in England. They've been in Paris and they've been in Athens. People go, oh, you're from Austin. We love Alex Jones. They tell them that they're my parents. The guy took them around for 3 days for free in Athens and bought them dinner because they were my parents. Same thing happened in England. They were giving them free taxi rides. I mean, it's on fire. But Tommy Robinson thinks he may have lost. Yeah, right. You know, we're not sore losers here, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen the censorship. We've seen the manipulation. We've seen the control. Yes, Tommy Robinson has gotten the highest independent vote in history, but still not enough to win the seat, if you even believe that. And that's Avi Yemeni, who's a UK Commonwealth / Australian citizen, also an Israeli, good reporter, reporting on that. So that's the facts. But the good news is, Farage winning, they've thrown in the towel for what's happening with Macron. Strangely enough, where the voting started on Thursday, they can't tell you yet. That tells you the hanky-panky is going on. All right, let's stop right there. The very same UN globalist program to collapse European borders and bring in 15 million military-age men in the last 6-7 years is the same program we're under now. And the bad news is, as much as Trump tries to secure our republic, I don't want to put a wet blanket on the recovery. But the truth is, we got bad news for you on the other side that needs to be heard. We're going to fix this. There are millions of illegals being dumped every few months on the streets. It's collapsing local governments, and the reports are in. We'll break those down on the other side and talk about how do we stop this and how do we expose the Democrats who invited this and who advertised this and who engineered this. It's all coming up live at newswars.com. Spread that link. When I grow up, I want a pro-human future beyond the stars. And I commit my soul and all my energy towards the defeat of the enemy. Now, God, take control of me, because I'm weak. Only you can guide me, direct me.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to be clear about something to everybody. And I'm not knocking guys that like to play football or be in baseball or power lifters or guys that like to arm wrestle, and their whole world's about how they're the biggest, baddest dude on the planet and they all try to intimidate other men. But we have a technocracy. We have globalist scientists that are studying how we operate, nerds, basically. I'm not saying all nerds are bad, but these are nerds. We have mad scientists that have built this world government that takes humanity out of its normal operation and into this false system to deconstruct us and to render us down to nothing. And that is the ultimate assault. That is the ultimate enslavement. And so as a man, I want to resist that, not because I'm big and bad and tough, but because I care about humanity and I see the wages of this system are lower IQ, cancer, failure, depression, death. That's why I don't worry about myself, because I realize we're all dead anyways if we don't change this. You don't just think this planet is going to sit here with us on it and we're going to launch this big operation into space without something trying to kill us in the womb. As above, so below, the sorcerers say. So I'm going to be very clear about this with everybody right now. I'm not worthy to bring you this information, but I'm also not trying to prey on you. So I'm here to give it to you. And the fact that I'm the person delivering this information is a very scary prologue to where we're going. You understand? There's a barbarous evil in the universe. There's a barbarous evil in our own hearts. And if we don't temper that and be better men and women, civilization and our very souls will be lost. And so that's all I'm really trying to say to people at the end of the day is this. I'm sitting around the radio like, hey, look, Trump says there was treason. And they're getting ready with treason charges against the deep state. How sad is that for our country? And how dangerous is that for our country? I mean, this isn't just some radio show where I'm just saying all this. I was in D.C. a month ago. And I wasn't there getting all the answers. I was there giving the answers and vice versa. But this isn't make-believe land. This isn't Game of Thrones. This isn't Netflix. This is real world, folks. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the fight's happening now. And I see all these incredibly strong men. They could be black. They could be brown. They could be pink. I guess there's some folks that are white. And everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to go watch Avengers Endgame, and I'm going to go to the mall, and I'm going to go work out. It's all like this candy land. If you're not conscious and you're not involved in the fight for humanity and what it stands for, you have nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't judge people that have had abortions. I know they lie to you and they tell you, oh, it's not a baby, whatever. And, you know, you're broke. Your girlfriend's 20 years old, whatever. You pay for it, it's done. And the baby probably doesn't feel too much pain up to the second trimester. So I'm not judging you. But I'm simply saying you're still snuffing out a life. And sometimes the most beautiful flowers grow in the mud. Some of our best people come from single mothers and from poor people and from people that are bad. And when you realize that it's not a woman's right, as they say, but it's a religion of the globalists to kill babies and to tell you they're not human when they're the most innocent, purest of all our people, a clear slate that we could project God's will on and watch amazing things happen. Do you really think your soul's going to be safe? You really think your life's going to be safe when we've killed 100 million Americans since Roe v. Wade in 1974? Cancer rates are up tens of thousands of percent. Autism's up 30,000%. Neurological disorders are up 20,000+%. Our IQs are dropping. We're dying. Because anybody that doesn't value children is divorced from God. So I don't judge people that have had abortions because you didn't know what happened. You were lied to. Like the thief and the murderer on the cross, and one of them said, I don't see you, God. The other said, I see you, God said, your sins are wiped clean. I'm not here like some Pharisee telling you have all these sins and you're a piece of crap. I'm just telling you that you better get right with the maker of the universe. And you better decide what team you're on. Because this planet doesn't just sit here in space as a joke. You're like in the middle of God's creation in space with a sun and stars and everything around you and all the dimensions above you and below you. And you laugh at God and say there is no God when God's looking at you. Because all God can do, God's omnipresent, is create a new God. Doesn't mean you are a God yet or you want to be a God, but a consciousness, a free will. A free system that has free will, that can make its own decisions. That's what God creates. And God gives you all of this and you piss on it. If you don't protect the seeds that God's created, God will cut you off forever. And the enemy wants you to do that because they want you cut off. They have already lost. They want to suck you down to that pit they're in. So, I'm going to air this final powerful report. CNN caught framing woman for racism. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. They want us shut down because it shows what frauds they are. But another big report that I talked about last week that we never even aired, but it just went live on InfoWars.com, where pro-choicers support aborting children up to age 3 directly from Dr. Peter Singer and PETA. This is what it's all really about, folks. At the end of the day, it's about your soul and eternity. All right, let's go to this piece of the report. I hope you share the report she has on InfoWars. The children are counting on you. Here it is.
What's the difference between a little tiny heartbeat and her heartbeat? They're still heartbeats for a human.
It's not about the heartbeat. It's about the mama. It's about the mother's choice.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
How many times I tell you? That's okay, Peter Singer, man.
Give me an argument for that.
I need a moment.
How many times I tell you? Up to age 3.
You know, a lot of countries have a lot different CIA views on life. And when life begins, when life
can. When does life begin for you?
I don't know. Are we even really alive?
So you get that? You don't have a soul. You don't have free will. Just give up. Imagine if Caitlin, which I would never want to happen, pulled out a knife and just slit her throat, grabbed her by the hair and went, you don't live either. Would the police would arrest her? Because she's a human. But according to her, nobody was alive. Give yourself to Satan. I got another idea. No, I won't.
Twitter page on Friday. It has been viewed more than 7 million times. It shows the manager asking the men to prove that they could pay before they ordered. Susan Littlefield shows us how the story captured the country's attention.
We gotta do it. Hey, because you never have money when you come in.
We never have money.
This video is the talk of the nation.
Her name was Dominique Moran. She was a young lady from South Carolina who was going to college. She moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul. She got a job at Chipotle, one of her two jobs. Remember her last year? And that viral video where there's a woman behind the counter refusing to serve a group of innocent black Somalis. Well, later they had to admit, once surveillance footage was released, that these men resemble the exact men who kept coming in day after day and ordering the food, and then as soon as the food was brought forward, grabbing it and running out, or swiping a bad credit card and grabbing the food and running out. But that didn't matter. You see, these young men knew what they were doing. They came in, large group, and started videotaping right away because this is the age of Jussie Smollett. This is the age of theater. This is the age of, you don't just come into a restaurant and behave however you want and walk all over them. No, no, no. In the process, when people fight back, you then turn yourself into a victim, because that's the ultimate crime in the leftist world, is fighting back against their rapacious activity. But now, pigs are flying. Hell has frozen over. CNN has come out and admitted that an internet mob falsely painted a Chipotle employee as a rapist. Start over. But now, hell has frozen over. Pigs are now flying. CNN, one of the chief architects of this hoax last year, covering their ass from lawsuits, obviously, has come out and said how an internet mob falsely painted a Chipotle employee as racist. It's ruined her life. She lost her job. She gets death threats everywhere. Her name is all over the internet. And all she did was stand up against what was obviously a criminal gang who will not respond back to CNN or anybody else. But it fit into the Jussie Smollett narrative. And that's how this whole system works. We live in a country now under such mind control that AOC is out walking around community gardens in New York and says, look, cauliflower, it's white, it's European, it's colonialism, it shouldn't be here. This plant is an invasive species. Why isn't yucca from Latin America being grown? Because it doesn't grow there, sweetheart. And cauliflower's from Africa and the Middle East, dumbass. But see, she's the perfect poster girl for the ignorance. Where of a hall has the Irish name Lynch on it at a college. They remove it because the word Lynch scares people. Or Martin Luther King bust have been taken out at colleges because when he talked about all the children together with God in the future, he didn't add LGBT because those terms didn't exist then. He's got to come down. It's a way for the corporate system and the leftists, the universities, to denounce everything and anything when they want. And why is this story so important about this poor young lady whose life's been ruined? It's important because I experienced the exact same thing. And this isn't about me, but it's about how dangerous the left is. It isn't just empire stars like Jussie Smollett at the stage events for ratings and money and racial division, who then gets off. When I went into Lucy's Fried Chicken a few months ago, it was national news. The leftists came to my table three times and said, we're going to get you. We're going to hurt you. You're going to die. F you. Eat, S-H, you know what, T. And finally, when I walked out from the inside area, the outside, they were waiting for me, saying I was going to die. And I finally stood up and said, F you back. They all edited the video, uploaded it to Reddit, tens of millions of views. Alex Jones attacks innocent people. But you know what? The moral of the story is the left finally found a bottom. The Austin American-Statesman sent their leftist head political reporter, Jonathan Tillove, who'll probably get fired for this, to the restaurant. And they said, no, Mr. Jones was inside. He complained they were coming over, threatening him. He went outside. He was already leaving. We didn't throw him out. We threw them out. And the Statesman didn't say Alex Jones vindicated in the headline. Alex Jones stood up to bullies. They just said, okay, confrontation, and Alex Jones didn't start it. But that was finally the left finding some semblance of a soul. All the other publications said I attacked these people. Just randomly in a restaurant. F you, son of a bitch, you want to fight? Let's go. Just randomly. I'm a crazy person. And did CNN finally find its soul? This poor young woman didn't do a damn thing but stand up against a bunch of thugs using their color as an excuse to run around and engage in all sorts of bizarre activity. Because that's the truth, man. Cauliflower isn't racist. It's a damn plant. Milk isn't racist. Stuff that's white isn't racist. This is mental illness. And it's what our colleges have turned into. The Chi-Coms don't put up with this. They're funding all this mental illness here to bring us down. We've got to reach out to the leftists. We've got to reach out to them because they have been so radicalized. They have been so brainwashed. They really believe, folks, that we're all Nazis, but George Soros fought Nazis when it's the opposite. But really what they are is followers. They could be white. They could be black. They could be old. They could be young, who are looking for a way to be in power, looking for a way to have value. instead of producing and being part of the American system, they see conquering America as the way to have power. So if you can say you're being thrown out of restaurants and everybody's treating you bad, and if you can say cauliflower's racist, and if you can say Bernie Sanders holds up a piece of chicken that was good, he's racist, you think you can then dominate reality by labeling it what you want it to be so that you can be the victim. The universe doesn't work like that. And this is a globalist psychological warfare program that has been put in place to cripple you. I know our viewers and listeners, most of you get this better than I, but I'm talking to the folks out there like Antifa, who all look like they're half dead and on methamphetamines, that literally believe that there shouldn't be free speech in this country, and who are cheering on censorship and all this. You're authoritarians, you're dirtbags. And you're funded by the big corporate media and the big banks, and you're protected. You're the establishment. God almighty. The truth is, CNN did this because their ratings have plunged to almost zero, and they're getting sued. Word is they're getting sued over this. They try to say Fox News and ABC said the woman was a racist. No, CNN, we all saw you, top story for weeks. You were leading this. It doesn't matter you went back and changed all the headlines and the articles. The Wayback Machine and all the videos have it. And again, it just shows how, just like with Jesse Smollett or the Covington kids or anything, they just frame people. But the truth is, people are now going and checking on what you're reporting and finding out what liars you are. That's it for this long live transmission. All these videos have been posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. The globalists are blocking us and censoring us because the truth is effective. But whether you're old, young, black, white, I don't give a rat's ass. If you love freedom and you love justice and you love speech, email these videos, text these messages, these video links, share them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Stand up against the censorship. And don't cheer when leftists get censored. That's starting. This is all a corporate power grab. Let's stand together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. You got to go read CNN's article, though, man. They're really trying to cover their butt. And it goes through all the horrible things she went through. And the whole outrage mob of the internet coming after her to destroy her, and how she got fired and how she's collapsed and has had her life destroyed because she's a liberal. She did everything she was supposed to do, but she was just used as a tool in the larger agenda to destroy everybody. She's just not the victim. You want to be real victims? You leftists are the victims you say you want to be. You're the victims of a corporate mind control program to make you a bunch of chip-on-the-shoulder mental patients that'll never be able to get a job and never be able to figure out why you're so helpless. The globalists don't want rugged individualists. They don't want people that build their own systems. They want followers. They want slaves. Just like George Carlin always said, it's a big globalist club and you ain't in it. And the globalists are pushing racial division. They're the ones pushing all of this. I'm Alex Jones from Infowars.com and Newswars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, we've got more live feeds coming up tonight at Infowars.com/show. I want to thank all our local TV and radio stations picking up the broadcast. We're just pro-Americans, promoting common sense and freedom. That's why we're under attack. We're against aborting babies after they're born. We're against world government. We're against radical Islam. We're against communism. So we're the bad guys. But the truth is, the truth's resonating. We're winning thanks to you. So spread those links to newswars.com. Thank you. Great job, crew.